episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, 100 Things Millionaires Do continues. Today, stop leaking money. Imagine if your bank account leaked money. Nothing drastic, just a few dollars every day. Nothing to cause panic, but it would amount to quite a bit over time. And I'll bet that that is already happening, because at some point we all leak money. No one is totally immune to spending cash on things that really don't matter or can be used to get us further ahead. Often, there are only small amounts, but when you're creating wealth, you need every dollar. Often, our little daily spending habits might seem inconsequential, but it does make a massive difference. So the next time you walk into your favorite coffee shop, ask yourself how much your latte habit is costing you. It's spare change every day, but it adds up to hundreds over the course of months. And that's money that could be working for you to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the same thing with certain memberships that you might have, or perhaps even those magazine subscriptions. You must be careful not to let the little leaks drain your wealth away. So this is a good time to examine, where does the money go? Perhaps it's time to trim the fat. Let's do a review of your spending. Start by double-checking your direct debits and auto-pay instructions. If there's any surprises in there, cancel them. Monitor yourself daily so you know what you're paying for or that you're signing up to. And pause any purchases that you don't think you really need. Be brutal at this. You could try using an app such as usebean.com to help you track old subscriptions you no longer want to continue. Next, take inventory. Most people don't even know half the stuff that they have, so why not do an inventory? Maybe just before a spring cleanup, or why not take a good look at it now? I guarantee you'll find things that you could sell or even give away, or that you already own things that will save you on a certain new purchase. There are lots of little discoveries that you can make that will make or save money. And you need to curb your impulses. Tempting as it is to make impulse purchases, it often doesn't work out. It's easy to be caught up in the moment or feel pressure because a sale price is ending. Purchases made in the heat of the moment often result in buyer's remorse. Who hasn't signed up for faster broadband only to discover your internet speed barely changed? Remember those accounts like Monzo that allow you to monitor your spending in creative ways? Well, try switching to one of those. Or check out an app like Revolt. Because now is the time to curb your buying habits. This is a necessary step to building true, lasting wealth. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.